Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform from the inside out, so does the world, your family, your relationships, your business, your career, your community, our nation, meaning the world, across our country, across all nations of the world. We hold the key by the energy we hold in our hearts. So here we come together to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 161. Surrender to your inner voice. Surrender to your inner voice. You know, it is so easy to get caught up in the words of others outside of us. What's in the news, in the newspapers, on the TV, on the radio, all the talk out there about what is happening, what is not happening, how it should be. It is so easy to get caught up in what others have to say about you and what you're doing. If it's good enough, if it's meant for you, if you're right for it, if you're doing it right, what it'll mean about you. It is so easy to get caught up in what your mind tells you. This thing that I've called mind chatter, mind talk. And science tells us we have over 90,000 thoughts going through us every day. Can you hear that number? 90,000. Can you fathom that number? 90,000 thoughts a day going through our mental mind. I would venture to say that most of them are not about how wonderful the world is, how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are, how great your life is. I would venture to say, and science does prove this, that 90,000 thoughts a day are about what's wrong, what's not good enough, how bad it is, how ugly it is, how upsetting it is. There are thoughts of lack, upset, anger. This is what is spinning inside of you and feeding your actions. This is the energy that most of us are sending out most of the time. And as we evolve and we start observing more consciously what we are being exposed to, there is no surprise that most of the stuff that you're exposed to every day is to feed this fear that's in your mental mind. And it keeps you hooked like a very strong magnet to even more things of that nature, the soap opera of life, all that's going wrong, and the expectation of more that will go wrong, more hurt, pain, loss, more upset, anger, and terror, more concern about doing it wrong and not being good enough, not pretty enough, not talented enough, not capable enough. We are told in today's message, surrender to your inner voice. It didn't say surrender to your mental mind, your personality self, your ego self, or to what others have to say about you and what's happening in the world. It said, surrender to your inner voice. Your inner voice. So let's break it down. Surrender means render up. Render up. Allow this inner voice within you to come up versus listening to the mental mind and pushing your inner voice down. We're going to come back to surrender. Let's focus on inner voice. Inner voice. It goes by so many names. We know the word inner means within, and voice is this talk within. And when you really get to it, from a spiritual level, we would often call it your higher self, your soul voice, your God self, your angel speaking to you. From an everyday, practical perspective, we speak about it as one's gut, or gut feeling, or intuition. All of these are names for your inner voice. It's often referred to as that sweet, quiet, still voice. It comes through oftentimes as a whisper, barely floating through. It's there. If you're caught up in the mind talk, you can miss it. If you don't want to hear a voice that may oftentimes fly in the face of what seems reasonable, logical, especially when you look at the outside world, you can miss it. Sometimes that inner voice doesn't come through as a voice at all. It comes through as a sensation and a feeling. It's like you can't explain that you know that you know. It's this inner impulse that seems to guide you like an inner compass. Which way to go, which way to turn, where to look, what to notice, what to listen to, what to see. We're told, surrender to your inner voice. And there's good reason. You see, your higher self knows and sees what we, from our mental perspective, does not. Our inner voice, our higher self, your soul self, knows your divine purpose for being here, and therefore knows the right opportunities so you may unfold the greatness who you are. And it will not forget who you are, even though you may push down, ignore, overlook, get caught up in the world, and forget your higher purpose. And yet your soul does not. And so it's constantly giving you signals for your highest and best good, so you may grow as a spirit being in this human experience. And so, it will always direct you to your highest and best next place, move, action, words. It will never give up on you, because your soul is always here. Your physical body will come and go, and you will inhabit others at some time. It's like clothing. You put on and take off every day. Your soul is always here. I remember when my dad made his passing, he made his transition, and I was guided so strongly, instantly at that moment, to leave his bedside and go outside. And I did. I knew I had to be outside. Can't explain it. There was no thinking that went on, simply following the inner voice. And I left bedside instantly, went outside, and I saw as if it was a meteor taking off. To this day, I'm absolutely positive. It's as if I saw his soul jettison out of him into the cosmos. It was absolutely amazing and absolutely true. And I know if I had done what society tells us to do, shows us to do, we watch in all the movies and TV shows, we hear it, stay at the bedside, I would have missed that miracle. You see, everything always happens right. And when we listen to our higher soul, our spirit self, we see and are part of the ongoing miracles that assist us in growing fully expressing our beingness. So let's come back to surrender. Surrender is not simply like giving up, giving in. Remember, its definition is render up. And so a better definition is yield to another. You're yielding to your higher voice. You're opening your mental mind to receive your higher voice. Yielding, it's as if you're allowing, and we do this in meditation, conscious choice to move aside so the other, another, your higher voice, may pass, may come through, may be expressed. This is surrendering. It's yielding to. You know, when you're driving, we have yield signs. Doesn't mean push on. It's like be conscious of what's around you. Pause. Allow another pet to pass. So you let, you allow, you give permission to, you consciously choose to allow your higher voice to come through. You see, it's always there. But when you surrender, you're conscious, as in cautious and aware that it is there. You allow it to come through, and you willingly give up your mental way for its higher guidance. This is surrendering. It's not as if you're a victim in that kind of surrender that society has taught us. You're not losing anything when you surrender to your higher self. Your world is expanded, embellished, made more abundant when you surrender to your higher self. This is the path of following God consciousness. It doesn't always make sense to outside eyes. It makes perfect sense from a spiritual perspective. It takes inner strength, total trust, and faith in the invisible, knowing it is being made visible as you willingly surrender to your higher voice. And then the blinders seem to get lifted, and the ears seem to get unplugged, and the veil becomes more and more transparent, and the things of this world do not tug at your mental mind quite the same anymore. You can see it and not be caught up in it. That's what happens as you surrender to your higher inner voice and allow yourself to truly align with your birthright, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. So we'll keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. Surrender to your inner voice. So I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slowly. Ever so slowly. And as you do, other thoughts may pass. Simply allow them to float through you, easily and quickly under grace, as you focus on your breath. Feeling your chest rise and fall with every breath, allowing yourself to breathe consciously. consciously into your heart center. Deeply into the core of your being. And as you enter your inner cosmos, notice the color. Whatever color you're in is exactly right for you. Green, blue, aqua, orange, red, yellow. Perhaps a combination, purple and black, green and black, pink and red. They're all perfect. Your soul is feeding you the perfect energy to lift you up, energize your being. Allow yourself to be one with pulsating color within you. This light energy. Allow yourself to step into this pool of healing water within you now. And as you do, feel every cell and atom of your being letting go. Feeling absolute peace, calm, serenity. Feel every cell and atom of your being harmonizing to this divine energy, love essence at the center of your being. Love essence emanating from your heart self, stretching out, passing through every organ, every vein and capillary, every artery, every cell and atom of your being, from your heart to your toes, from your heart to your fingertips, from your heart to the top of your head. Feel this peace. See this light. Know the truth of your being. And now, simply rest this pool of divine love. Simply rest. Floating here, totally relax. One, divine love who you are. There is a message. I'm working very hard to get to you, constantly there. A message for your good. A message of love. Open your mind from your heart center as you relax. Healing water. Allow God's truth to speak to you now. Perhaps you've had a nagging question or concern. Move your anxiety aside. Allow God's voice to lead you now. The answer is here within. Your next right step, action, words. Who to call on, where to go. Listen. Allow your inner voice to be heard, dear one. In the stillness inside. A stillness grounded in peace. Knowing Mother, Father, God, all your angels, guides and guardians of God's pure love and white light are here leading you now. Listen to the voice of love, harmony, peace, and prosperity. Listen to the voice of your divine right. Now it's time to come back and live your life with this new truth. To surrender your way for God's way. And so as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Knowing this pool of divine love, healing waters within are here for us always, one with us always. Noticing the color, which may be of a different color now, as you made an inner transformation. Feeling yourself rising up, coming back to your physical form, breathing into your hands and your feet as you squeeze them ever so gently, awakening your body temple, breathing into your heart and into your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Yield to your inner voice of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity, to be heard. Listen to your quiet, still, small voice. Know your higher purpose. I am that I am, messianic light.
And so it is. You are one with divine love. God bless. Namaste.